Glory be to you, O our God. Holy, holy, holy. A chapter from the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your loins be girded and your lamps burning. And you yourselves be like men who wait for their master, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom their master, when he comes, will find them watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he shall gird himself and have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. You therefore be ready also, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come in a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him into two, and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Glory be to God forever. Amen.